Live in Fairfield, Iowa. This is podcast 902. The Bob Davis Podcast. Hard to believe it's been 902 podcasts. But I finished the series of all the candidates campaigning in Iowa to win the straw poll, basically, that will be held at the caucuses. And we're going to go to a caucus in Fairfield. And I'm going to talk a little bit in this podcast about why I chose Fairfield and how I have a little deeper understanding now that I've followed all these campaigns. This is the second time in second presidential cycle that I've followed all these caucuses. Of course, I've caucused in Minnesota, where I live. So I understand a caucus and what that is and how different it is from an actual primary where people go to vote in a primary. So New Hampshire has a primary and South Carolina has a primary. And on primary day, election day, people go and they vote. And sometimes there's other things on the ballot and that helps bring out more people and so forth and so on. And this is a caucus. It's different. This is more town government. This is more grassroots. This is people from the town or the city or whatever getting together, sharing their allegiance to a candidate, and then pitching their brethren, their fellow citizens, their townies and farmers and whatnot from their ward or their precinct. They are, pitching their fellow citizens to either join them, or to vote for a candidate that they want them to do. So that's what we're going to watch tonight. We're going to tape some of it. We're going to talk about some of it. Anyone can observe. You just simply can't participate if you do observe. So that is what we're going to do in podcast 902, the Bob Davis Podcast. So I'm going to walk in the building here. Erica and a friend from South Africa have not arrived, so I'm going to wait for them here in the lobby at this beautiful convention center and theater here in Fairfield, Iowa. Got to mention the sponsor of the Bob Davis political coverage for election 2020 from Bob Davis Podcasts, Ryan Plumbing and Heating of St. Paul. I'm not going to get a chance to come back around and talk more additionally about Ryan, so I'm just going to very quickly say, you know, winter, and I've been saying this, is hell on pipes and heating systems. They don't fail in the summer. They fail in the winter, right? So when you have heating or plumbing problems, you want reliable service, and that, of course, is Ryan Plumbing and Heating, because they've been doing it for four generations out of Frogtown. 651-224-4771 in St. Paul, 612-927-6488 in Minneapolis. They are metro-wide from St. Paul, so if you're in Plymouth, if you're in St. Louis Park, if you're in Minnetonka, if you're in Burnsville, if you're over in Stillwater, if you're up in Maple Grove, doesn't matter, north, south, east, and west, you're talking Ryan Plumbing and Heating for quality repair of all plumbing, heating, and air conditioning systems, residential and business. That's what they do, right? Because when it comes to keeping all these systems operating in this kind of weather, heating, you know, and plumbing, freezing and thawing, just think Ryan Plumbing and Heating in St. Paul. Check them out online at ryanplumbing.com. Hey, real quick, I want to thank Depot Star as well. Mark Korn at Depot Star, great sponsor of the Bob Davis Podcasts. And I want to mention for everyone, because companies are starting to think about bringing some of their production back to the United States, if this is you, consider American manufacturing at Depot Star. American design, engineering, and manufacturing. Visit Depot Star online at depotstar.com, D-E-P-O-T, depotstar.com. Okay, we're in the caucus. Hasn't started yet, but... So this caucus is being held, as I said, at the Convention Center and Theater here in Fairfield. You can probably tell by the background that there are a lot of people here. To the, you know, the untrained eye, a caucus looks like chaos. You've got signs from all the candidates, in little sections where they all sit. So the Warren people sit on one side, the Yang people sit on another side. There's another area for Pete and for Bernie and for Amy, etc. And on, you know, there's two sides. So there's Ward 2, where I am, and Ward 4, which is down the hall in the theater. So you have two areas. And then you have a very large desk here where people are signing up to vote. I think Ward 2 is going to be the more heavily attended caucus. The other one seems to be, you know, certainly well attended.
You're gonna try to pass this to Deb, but she won't take it.
So is this a lot of people for this caucus?
No. This is kind of standard.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so we shouldn't be too excited.
We've
been doing this a little while, so yeah. This is just standard.
Yeah.
So there you go. It's too early to talk about turnout. And by the way, the whole turnout question is going to have to be answered, you know, after the whole thing is counted. And I think the big controversy at this particular caucus is this app that the people that are convening the caucus are going to use to send the results in. The app could cause a lot of problems, they say. Who knows? You know, we'll see what happens. But the old days, you had to call it in. And now you don't have to call it in. So it'll be interesting to see how this goes.
My name is Paul Mandy. I am the temporary chair for this precinct. I'd like to welcome you all and thank you for supporting our local and state Democrats. The primary purpose of our caucus this evening is threefold. One is to elect delegates, alternates, and convention committee members to the county convention, which will be held on March 21st. Two is to discuss and adopt resolutions to be recommended by the County Platform Committee. And three is to elect precinct committee members who will serve as voting members of the County Central Committee. To give you an idea of what this night is going to look like, first we'll have a short presentation on behalf of the Iowa Democratic Party. Then we'll hear from any local elected or local candidates. After that, we'll calculate and announce the viability for this precinct. Then we'll break into preference groups and elect delegates, alternates, and county or convention committee members. After that, we'll elect our precinct central committee as a full group. Then we'll discuss the platform resolutions. Finally, we'll discuss any remaining business before we adjourn for the night. We have one nominee for permanent caucus chair. All those in favor of electing me as permanent caucus chair, signify with aye.
Nobody wants to be the permanent caucus chair.
No.
And now,
I just want to get out of here.
Our permanent caucus secretary.
Caucus 2020, am I right? So I'm reading this letter from Troy Price from the Iowa Democratic Party chair. Dear Iowa Democrat, welcome and thank you for attending your 2020 precinct caucus. Tonight, you are joining fellow Iowa Democrats gathered all across the state to do what we do best, organize and mobilize. But as you gather tonight, I hope you also take the time to celebrate with each other the growing strength of our party and continue to work together to make our party even better. There is no doubt we have our work cut out for us this year. That is why the work you are doing tonight is so important. This is the first step in building a strong grassroots organization that take our state and country into a new direction. But to do that, we must be united. You may have entered tonight as a supporter of one of our outstanding presidential candidates, and I hope you were successful. But regardless of the outcome, when you leave tonight, we must all be united as Iowa Democrats and ready to fight for our values. Because together we can take back the Iowa legislature and win important seats at the courthouse. Together we can sweep all four congressional districts. Together we can put a Democrat back in the U.S. Senate. Together we can turn Iowa blue and take back the White House. And together, I know we will be able to celebrate in November the brighter, progressive future that stands ahead of us.
So if I don't say it, let me say that this is a town hall process. These are people getting together from their towns, and you know, it is a straw poll, as we will explain in this podcast, I'm sure. It's not a formal primary where people actually vote, so it can appear to be very complex and chaotic. And I just want to say something about the people who come out, and this is true of both the Republicans and the Democrats. These are people doing their citizenship duty to vote and to participate in an effort, and it requires a little bit of effort and knowledge. And I think it's important to point out, regardless of how these meetings are conducted, that the people who are actually standing up to be the secretaries and the chairs of these individual caucuses are taking a lot of extra time and responsibility as citizens to convene these caucuses so that they can be operated. And you're gonna hear a lot of confusion, and we're gonna talk about it at the end of the podcast.
Should connect with the preference captain to be counted. So your preference captain for Bernie is Alex.
Yep. And then they count. And then we do it again.
They do it again. That's it. They're explaining it and making it very complicated the way they're explaining it.
Alex spoke up here. We know kind of where you're sitting if you're all in your same place. We have Bernie people up here. We have Warren people here.
And you can look and see how many. It's like, so this whole thing up here is Bernie?
Is it?
Buttigieg.
Yeah, it must be.
So the entire upper tier is Bernie. Wow.
Up there.
Well, that's the end of that.
Bernie owns the day.
Bernie owns this caucus for sure. Should we go? Can you go to the other side?
Yeah, go.
That way? Back over to the other ward.
Okay.
I'm actually going to head out, I think.
We're going to check on this pressure cooker in a little while.
At the end of the first alignment.
Okay, so we're leaving, right?
Well, we're going to come back.
My feet are tired.
I love it that we can just come and go.
Yeah, it would be no fun if you were stuck in there.
Right?
Do the preference cards have their name and address and stuff on it?
I don't think so.
My first time.
Yeah, it's the first time that they're actually doing preference cards.
Oh, they didn't do
and
that before.
They were supposed to hand out the preference cards when people check in.
Oh, okay.
Since we are observers, we're not sure.
Hence the question, how many votes do you need?
That's exactly right. Okay.
Wow.
So they didn't hand them out in the beginning, but it's a new thing.
It's a new thing.
But that's not good that it doesn't need, you know, good question. You know, Matt,
yeah,
not have to put your name
I'm
on
I'm from
there.
Africa. We know how to rig elections. I mean, I see all the gaps.
Are they asking about preference cards in there, too?
Preference cards. No.
They're asking for preference cards.
Yeah, everybody wants preference cards over there.
What are you looking for?
A preference card.
Oh, did you get a new puppy?
It is. Okay, yeah. So the preference cards are new, and people want to fill out the preference card and leave, but they have to stay for a half an hour before they can fill it out.
They're not even making those two.
But it doesn't have your name and address on it.
I don't know what they're doing there. They had people go to their first alignment.
Right.
And they're going to wait, and then they're going to go, okay, these groups too small. You can either leave or stay. If you stay, you stated your preference, but you're not getting delegates.
Right.
Or you move and you try and get somebody.
Try to get some delegates.
Delegates.
Okay.
Yeah. Ward 2 doesn't have our shit together.
And you call me a disruptor.
Someone so powerful, thoughtful, qualified, incredibly electable, and effective. I want to take a moment to acknowledge all of you for participating in the democratic process tonight. Thank you. Yeah. I want to take a second to say a few policies that I think we can all get behind because we are stronger together. When you hear a policy that resonates with you, just raise your fist, not as a vote, but in solidarity with your fellow Democrats. Medicare for all. Childhood or young child care. Student loan debt forgiveness. Beating Trump. Warren 2020.
My name's Dan. Hi. Thanks for coming out, everybody. I was a product of a broken home. I was raised by a single mom, and I know a little bit about being impoverished. And I can't tell you a time in my life, including today, where an additional $1,000 a month doesn't change my life. And that's the key, in some ways, to Andrew Yang's message. We can. We are sitting on the cusp of the ability to eradicate poverty, to end homelessness, and we can do it with this, in this election. It doesn't require Congress. It doesn't require a constitutional amendment. We can change everything right now by putting Andrew Yang in the White House. Now, a year ago, no one had ever heard of Andrew Yang before. And somehow, this guy, who we've never heard anything from before, has built a movement in this country that has changed everything, changed the conversation from this day forward. I think it's time to put Andrew Yang in this race, and we can do it right here in Iowa.
Now we're going to break into preference groups. Because we're such a large caucus, we're going to allow 30 minutes to break into preference groups.
Sally, could we wait till the envelopes go around?
The what?
No.
Are the envelopes still going around?
Yes.
It could take all night for the envelopes to go around. Some people are in preference groups and other people might know which group they're in. So
there's been a motion on the floor to only do 15 minutes.
It's important to point out that this is a complex affair, or it seems complex, when you get a lot of people. And so what they're doing is initially there's a place where everyone sits with the people that they're caucusing for. And then if you have what is referred to as below the threshold, if you're below a certain threshold, then those groups have to basically realign. So after the first vote, then the groups that are below the threshold then have to pick their second choice. And then that's going to be the final vote. So it looks really confusing, but really it's just two votes. And then you get to the business of the real business of these caucuses, which is, picking the delegates to the county conventions and the rest of it. So that's what's going on. That's how this thing works. You have two votes, and there's always going to be candidates below the threshold. So it eliminates the real small groups, and then those people devolve into their second choice group. So if you came to caucus for, let's say, Pete, and there's only six or seven people here, or the Yang people, then they're going to have to pick a second choice. And then they would then go and go to their second group, and then that's going to be the final vote. This is controversial. They changed the rules after the last caucus. So this is a bit controversial.
Round up, it's 52. So we are setting the timer, it's going. You can move, you can, the preference can be any kind of discussion going on during this period.
Hi.
So what do you mean by a preference card? So they have to say, they can vote and then leave, basically is what you're saying.
Right, yeah, it's not a vote. It's they're saying what candidate they have a preference for, so, yeah.
And do you count that later, or is that?
We count it when we do the counts for everyone, yeah.
So one of the biggest problems is that some people just want to come and vote for the presidency and then they leave. And it's maddening if you're convening the caucus, because where are you going to find the delegates that are going to actually do the work, you know, of the county convention?
Right.
So people just, they're like, you know, I get up at 4:30 in the morning, so I want to come and vote and leave.
Yeah.
And that's, so in Minnesota, they're going to have a primary and a caucus. It's ridiculous.
So on the instruction sheet, they said, you know, laid out all the steps, and they're like, please stay for step six, because step six is when we need to decide on the delegates and the numbers, but everybody leaves by then, because it's such a long process.
Yeah, it's one of the biggest problems with caucuses.
Yeah, that's right.
And they can't do that first?
Well, they could. No, they shouldn't, because then but yes, they could do it first. I mean, but then no one would, well, I guess they should do it first and save this for the end, but no one would come.
Right. Right.
But she said they take the preference cards, and the preference cards will go into the final vote. So what's left are the canvassers and the hardcore political people.
Right.
So are people leaving already?
No, they're going to the bathroom.
Well, some people are filling out the cards and leaving, because those go into the final vote.
Oh, so that's who they're going to be.
They're like, I'm here for Bernie, and that's it. Or I'm here for Joe.
So they're not going to wait for a second round of viability.
Apparently not.
Wow.
Not everyone. But apparently they have the option.
What do these cards look like, and can you just fill in a whole lot of them, even if, you know?
Well, no, they're going to count it. It's a vote, basically. But it's a straw poll. It's not a primary.
That's right.
So it's a different thing.
But they
so a straw poll is
delegates.
Like, well, what do you think, you know?
But they do send delegates. I mean, it doesn't matter.
Well, if you hang around long enough.
Right. They're just voting. They're just voting for their guy or girl.
No, I'm from the Bob Davis podcast. That's my podcast.
We're actual observers.
They're observers. I'm media.
Can I subscribe to the Observer?
Oh, you mean the Observer, the newspaper?
The newspaper Observer.
That's what you're referring to.
I should call my podcast the Observer.
Yes, you should.
That way I would
Are you from there?
You are observing.
Fairfielder.
No, I'm from Minneapolis.
Oh my God. That's a ways down.
I mean, we have caucuses too, but they're a little different.
Oh, do you?
Not.
Are they
screwing it up now because of all the people that fill out the cards and leave.
We are
Minnesota. Now they're going to have a primary and a caucus in Minnesota.
That's a good idea.
You think?
Well, I just assume have a primary. I'd rather just go and just vote and leave.
So you're going to fill out one of the preference cards, yeah?
I'm. Yeah. See, I.
Do you have to put your name on there?
She said. I don't know. I've never seen. But she said you could fill it out and leave.
Yeah.
And I talked to them. They said, no, you got to wait for half an hour.
Oh, okay.
Either I can leave and not get counted, or hang around and get counted.
You're still
I've got this much into it now. I might as well.
He just said they can't leave for half. They can't fill out their cards for half. They have to stay for at least half an hour.
She said you could fill out the card and leave.
I don't know. I'm halfway paying attention because I'm observing.
Well, that's what she said. You can fill out.
This is very good material.
Well, nobody understands how a caucus works.
No one's going there.
But I mean, they've got rules, and the chair follows the rules and explains it. She's trying to explain it.
She's trying to explain it, but it's. They changed the rules this year, so not only is it different than the last time, but it's confusing.
And wait till the app thing comes up, because they have to send the information in with an app. In the old days, you just called it in.
Yeah, then they're going to have to figure that out. Not all the precincts are using the apps, but...
And then that's where we get these famous phrases like, you know, in Minnesota, you used to call up to the Iron Range from Minneapolis, you know, and they'd say, well, how many votes do you need?
Oh,
you need 118,000? We got it.
I've been trying to read your hat all night long.
song that I
Namaste.
What's that?
Hey, you know, I was talking about Brian Plumbing earlier, and I was talking about winter, and I got to say that winter is the time that you really should be thinking about giving a contractor a little bit of notice if you are planning on doing an addition onto your house. Also, if you're thinking about a new kitchen, basement, contracting season is upon us. Even in February, these guys are getting ready to roll because we have such a short period of time during the year in Minnesota to do these things. I'm going to recommend Randy Grabo at WhitetailBuildersInc.com. These guys are great. They really satisfy their customers because they're with you every step of the way, and particularly Randy. They also can refer great partners for cabinetry and plumbing and so forth and so on. So let me give you the information. Whitetail Builders, click on the banner at the top of the page at the BobDavisPodcast.com for Whitetail Builders. You'll see it and you'll see some of the work that Randy's done. Or you can just call Randy on his personal cell phone. He loves talking to people about what they want to do. 612-282-8801. 612-282-8801. Whitetail Builders, helping you construct your dreams. I gotta say, these people could have used a great printer and especially a great print cartridge. And if you are sick and tired of paying the high prices at the retail stores for print cartridges, you should talk to Cartridge World in Maple Grove, Minnesota. 30% off of the retail price for the big box stores, and their cartridges are guaranteed to perform as good as new. Free delivery on qualifying orders. They can get you a free printer if you qualify. 763-420-6632. Ask for Jason, or just talk to whoever answers the phone, or you can click on the Cartridge World banner at the top of the page at thebobdavispodcast.com. All right. I'm ready to roll. I'm exhausted. It has been an amazing experience here in Iowa, even though so far there's a little bit of a smudge and a hiccup, and that's an understatement with the caucus results. We'll find out what happens going forward. So usually I record the podcast as they happen at the event, as you would witness if you'd listen, or if you are listening and subscribing to the podcast I've done with all the candidates in Iowa. Those candidates have since literally, because this is the day after, and I'm recording this the day after and just laying it in over the sound of the caucus, the final few minutes of the caucus, where you can hear people kind of bitching and complaining about what was going on in Ward 2, which was the convention room here in Fairfield. And again, remember, Fairfield is a small town. It's not Des Moines, and still there were 1,000 people there. So people sometimes get confused if they aren't experienced about how to conduct them, but they also change the rules. And so in the cool gray light of dawn on February 4th, 2020, it was revealed that the application, which is a computer program, basically, software that was designed to allow for the caucuses to report their results back to, I would assume, Des Moines, failed, and I assume there's going to be a count. But the problem with the count, which is not being reported, or maybe will be reported by the time you hear this podcast, is some caucuses filled out preference cards and some caucuses didn't. Now, the preference cards, as you heard, there was some confusion about the preference cards. The preference cards are really not the count. The count is the count that the secretary actually recorded. So those documents are, you know, filed, and if they need to, they can go back and look at them, but they won't have the preference cards. When we caucused, you know, in Minnesota, we didn't even have cards. You basically tore up pieces of paper, and the people wrote a candidate's name down on a piece of paper, and it was put in a plastic bag. And if you were convening your precinct, and when I was caucusing, it was a smaller group, and so we were at tables, and you had a convener for each table. We stuffed the pieces of paper into a plastic bag and handed it up to the secretary, who then went in a back room and counted it all up. So literally scraps of paper. So preference cards is pretty downtown when you stop and think about these things. They are straw polls. They are not primary elections. Part of the problem with the Iowa precincts and the Iowa caucuses is that the media reports it as a primary, and people are very confused about whether it's a primary or a caucus, and then they don't understand the informality of a caucus process. So eventually, I'm sure there will be a count coming from Iowa. I feel bad for my friends in Iowa. I feel bad for the people in Fairfield, where there was confusion about the preference cards. One side had the preference cards, one side didn't. And I feel sorry for the people of Iowa who really put everything they have into this, because because this is such a source of pride, especially for Iowa Democrats. But we'll just have to see where things go. So this is podcast 902. First blush, I wanted people to hear what goes on in these caucuses. This is by no means a complete account of what happened. This is but it does show you the confusion over these preference cards. But remember, and this is my opinion, if the secretary recorded votes and it's on a piece of paper and signed and certified, that's the count, because it's a straw poll. It's not a primary election. There aren't ballots. So that's part of the confusion with the preference cards. Do we hand them out? Do we don't hand them out? When do they fill them out? As you heard the guy talk, people don't know. In my view, it's not a primary election, and whether you have the preference cards or not actually doesn't matter. So in my view, the idea was to get a complete count of the presidential preference, which was why we tore up pieces of paper and wrote down the name of the candidate we were caucusing for when I caucused in Minnesota. But those are different rules. These are individual state rules, and it's actually party rules. So we'll have to see what happens in Iowa with the caucuses going forward. But this is all we know in the cool gray light of dawn. I'm recording this particular part of this podcast early in the morning, sitting in Mobile Podcast Command, freezing at a Love's truck stop right on the Missouri state line. So thanks for listening to the Bob Davis Podcast on iTunes, off the page of the BobDavisPodcast.com, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, Blog Talk Radio, and many more. Appreciate the likes and the shares for the podcast on Facebook and the RTs on Twitter, also LinkedIn and many, many other places, Facebook, YouTube. Thanks for listening to the Bob Davis Podcast, podcast 902.